committee's founding and formation and what it stands for.
I think the main part of the background is that Catherine said that there's real problems in the schools and we have to do something. And I work in this area professionally, and we were talking about it, but I didn't really know much about the schools.
A number of things came together that I think really led to our decision to start this organization. So one is that there had been a failed override attempt. So there was a failed override attempt in, I think, May of 2007. An attempt to raise property taxes, which would have provided significant funding for the schools, and I was one of the coordinators of the override attempt. It was shocking to me as part of my work on trying to get the override passed, the number of people who expressed concern about supporting an override because of a lack of confidence and belief that the schools would use additional dollars well. And then the other thing that happened that I think really led for Steve and I to begin talking more seriously is that several principals, long-standing principals in the district, announced their resignation. So it looked to us like 4 of the 6 principal jobs were going to turn over in the spring of 2008, and given that the principals who were retiring had served 17, 18 years, we felt this was really a crucial time to make sure that particular voices were heard and potentially policies and programs and priorities changed, because it was such an important time in terms of change of leadership. Now, little did we know, the superintendent left.
One of the things that I've read and saw on your website is that you believe strongly in assessment and evaluation and empirical research to see whether programs, policies that are instituted and implemented actually work. That seems to be one of the main precepts of the committee.
I think the main thing that when we think about the way the Amherst schools have been operated is they make decisions with very little or no reference to empirical data or evidence, and in particular with very little reference to what's happening at schools, at other schools and other districts, anywhere. And Amherst appears to have based its decisions more on strong beliefs about conceptual structuring of the programs rather than evidence and experience about whether they work or not, and a willingness once a program is adopted to actually evaluate it to see whether it works. We find that to be very bad, a very bad structure if you want to have an organization that is vibrant and of high quality and reaches the goals that you, the objectives that you hope to reach.
There has been almost a total absence of willingness to critically evaluate, rigorously compare anything in the district. So that could include curricula that we're using in elementary school math. It could include the high school science program. It could also, I think even perhaps more problematically, include what kind of intervention support are we devoting to students who are struggling in particular ways.
To what extent are the priorities of the Committee for Excellence informed by your own experiences as professors? It seems demanding empirical evidence that's a real economist.
I guess I'm an education economist, so yeah. I certainly draw from that. In thinking about the importance of evaluation and also the importance of in terms of public schools, the importance of setting and goals and measuring progress, because I think it's been all too easy for a long time to talk about how wonderful things are, and we're doing a great job when in fact there's no measure for it.
We have both served as chairs of our departments in psychology and economics, in which outside reviews have come in. An outside perspective is very useful, and we've both been through that in the last 6 months. That's extremely valuable, to have outsiders looking at your department, thinking about the curriculum, the structure, the honors program, whatever it is.
You were the first person elected to the board with this philosophy, and then you and Irv Rhodes were elected, so now you were kind of the lone voice, and now there's a voting bloc. So there's some significant community support. Do you see that the ice is starting to break a little there?
Catherine and I were also the two leaders of the movement, which was now passed, to close the school and redistrict in order to achieve socioeconomic equity among the schools. There had been significant, there was a very heavy concentration of poverty at one of our elementary schools, and it was the two of us who championed it and led the movement to change it and ultimately got it done.
Would you say that was, looking back in terms of like major victories, the major one in at least the recent?
I think it was, you know, it's interesting because I think it was the major victory because it is going to save the school district approximately $800,000 a year to not have this extra school, and it is going to eliminate or almost eliminate differences among the schools in the distribution of students who qualify for subsidized lunch and to share poor kids. It was a decision-making process that was systematic, it used data, and it came to what we believe was clearly the right decision. It wasn't even a close call.
And it was a unanimous vote.
How do you think your service impacts the quote-unquote town-gown relations between Amherst College and the community?
I simply think that having this connection between faculty who are on the school board increases our understanding of what kinds of shared opportunities are possible.
As we do our work and as people see that we are not just for the high-achieving kids and want to really work hard and do right by the schools, I think that can have, you know, that can sort of break down some of this barrier that Amherst College is just a, you know, an elitist, snobby place and that the professors are, you know, are this way. That's not at all true, but I think is people are able to hold it up as a myth.
Looking forward over the next year or so, what's your main priority that you would like to achieve?
Fundamental changes in the way the schools operate.
If we could have an impact this year on creating policies that require the use of data-driven decision-making, that would be a tremendous win in terms of what we'd like to see change in the public schools. And it would really, I think, set the stage for future, really a change in the culture.
Has your service on the school committee impacted your work as Amherst professors in any way?
And I've actually done some research in high schools before, mm-hmm. looking at issues of health behaviors
right,
in particular.
Right.
And so that is something that of the age is of interest to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that given that a number of students who major in psychology do have interest in terms of education, I tend to get students who have an interest in teaching as a career, mm-hmm. and that has been interesting to me in mm-hmm. terms of working with those students who have a particular interest in that field.
I think that for me, in teaching the economics of education, I can add some personal examples of what's happening in our schools to some of the, when we're discussing research mm-hmm. Or particular topics. Mm-hmm. So in that way, it's actually been valuable, and mm-hmm. I think that it's been more valuable for me in terms of my research and motivating ideas. We're starting a research project now on principles and principle effectiveness, and I think it's been really fascinating to look at the different principles in the Amherst Public Schools and how much they differ in terms of their goals and the way in which they dealt with teachers and a willingness mm-hmm. to make difficult decisions and have difficult conversations. Mm-hmm. And what you see is that we can observe firsthand that, yes, we know these principles, they operate differently, and look at the way their schools are, and they reflect to a great extent some of the decisions and the attitudes of the leader of the school. Mm-hmm. So that's been interesting for me, both in terms of working on the school committee, but also in terms of thinking about structuring research on principles.